In 2001, an outbreak of foot-and-mouth disease rapidly spread through the United Kingdom. It's a highly infectious disease, causing high fever in cattle, pigs, goats, and sheep. It also causes painful blisters on their mouths and feet.
This year, the bucolic sights and sounds of Britain in the springtime have been punctuated by the signs of slaughter and death.
As that clip from a 2001 PBS NewsHour story says, the illness is often fatal, either naturally or because the government orders all animals near an outbreak to be killed.
They ended up slaughtering over 6 million animals and with losses of over $10 to $15 billion to their economy.
That's Luis Rodriguez. He's the director of foreign animal disease research at Plum Island Animal Disease Center off the coast of New York State. He oversees the United States research into foot and mouth disease, from how to diagnose it to finding ways to vaccinate against it.
With current trade and illegal movement of animals or even people around the world, the probabilities of foot mouth disease entering a free country have increased and probably will continue to increase over time.
Right now, Plum Island is the only place in the United States allowed to research live foot and mouth disease in animals. But the facility is more than 50 years old and will soon be replaced by the National Bio and Agro Defense Facility, or NBAF, that's being built in Manhattan, Kansas. When completed, NBAF will be home to dozens of Biosafety Level 3 research labs, or BSL3, capable of holding large animals such as pigs, cattle, and sheep. These are some of the most secure labs that can be built and are specifically designed to contain potentially deadly diseases and viruses. Nancy Connell is a senior scholar at Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security. She thinks the money used for NBAF should have been spent on upgrading Plum Island, which is off the coast, rather than bringing foot and mouth to the mainland.
If there is a place where working with large animals with a disease that's that infectious and that easy to spread on the bottom of boots and so forth is possible, why not exploit that?
But there are already more than 1,000 BSL-3 labs on the mainland, including 14 at Kansas State University's Biosecurity Research Institute. The facility was completed in 2008 and is home to research on African swine fever and Rift Valley fever, two animal diseases on the list of priorities for NBAF. But Biosecurity Research Institute Director Stephen Higgs says his facility is not nearly big enough to cancel out the need for a larger facility like NBAF.
We can do a lot of the research, but not at that sort of scale, especially with foot and mouth disease, which again is very complicated. There are multiple different types, and you need that capacity.
Only a few of the Biosecurity Research Institute's high security labs are capable of handling large animals. NBAF will have 46.
So it's adding a new capacity to the U.S. that we just don't have. We need, but we don't have.
In addition, NBAF will have even more secure labs, known as BSL-4 Large Animal, joining just three other research facilities in the entire world. That means during an outbreak, researchers won't have to beg the labs in Canada, Australia, or Germany for space. The BSL-4 labs will handle diseases that can infect humans and animals and have no known vaccination or treatment. They're killers. Luis Rodriguez with Plum Island says most newly discovered diseases fall in that area. And well,
we don't have effective tools for some of the main diseases that have emerged around the world.
If we don't develop those tools, he says, the country risks being unprepared for an outbreak that could cost the agricultural industry billions of dollars. And even more importantly, risks human lives. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Brian Grimmett.